December 22, confessing our faith. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10:32. If ever there was a period of time when the words of Christ should be heard, it is now. Through the sanctification of the truth, we may bear a decided testimony for righteousness both before believers and before unbelievers. We are far behind what we should be in our experience. We are backward in pronouncing the testimony that should flow from sanctified lips. Even when sitting at the table, Christ taught truths that brought comfort and courage to the hearts of his hearers. Whenever it is possible, we are to present the words of Christ. If his love is in the soul, abiding there as a living principle, there will come forth from the treasure house of the heart words suitable to the occasion, not light, trifling words, but uplifting words, words of truth and spirituality. Confessing Christ openly and bravely, exhibiting in the choice of words a simplicity of true godliness, will be more effective than many sermons. There are but few who give a true representation of the meekness of Christ. All we need and we must have his meekness. Christ is to be formed within the hope of glory. We are preparing for translation to the heavenly world. Our conversation should be in heaven, from whence we look for the Lord Jesus. He is to be acknowledged as the giver of every good and perfect gift, the author of all our blessings, in whom is centered our hope of eternal life. Never for one moment should the impression be given to anyone that it would be for his profit to hide his faith and doctrines from the unbelieving people of the world, fearing that he may not be so highly esteemed if his principles are known. Christ requires from all his followers open, manly confession of faith. Each must take his position and be what God designed he should be, a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men. The whole universe is looking with inexpressible interest to see the closing work of the great controversy between Christ and Satan. Never for cowardice or worldly policy let the truth of God be placed in the background.